Number three, a priority of kind words. You can put John 7:46 here, because if you're going to be like Jesus, remember, no one ever spoke like him. I mean, his enemies, listening to him, forgot that they were his enemies, and they just looked at him because of the way he spoke. And I call that a priority of kind words. A husband who believes his primary ministry is marriage will practice one of the simplest and yet most neglected ways of communicating love by way of words spoken kindly, warmly, and directly to his wife. Did you know I can say right here that Bonnie is beautiful and wonderful and I love her? I could go on for 10 minutes. Do you know why? Because I do it when you're not here. And I do it when I'm with her. And I look in her eyes and I talk to her. Do you know how many husbands have trouble saying, I love you? I wish I would have married you 10 years earlier. You know, I mean, just, I heard someone called their wife Dove a couple of times right here at this table. Let's all be calling our wife Dove and whatever. Let's learn the priority of kind words. Number four, kind deeds. In Matthew 20:28, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life. That's a verse for number four. A husband who believes his primary ministry is marriage will love his wife by providing for the satisfaction of her varying needs. And her need might be, as Bonnie's was a few days ago, I mean, for the last 3 years, one of the two swinging doors, you know, those barroom doors like in the Westerns they push through, you know, at the saloon. We have a set of those in our house. And one of them fell off 2 or 3 years ago. And it never got back up by itself. And, you know, I'm not mechanical, and I'm not going to call someone to do that. And I saw Bonnie over there. She was trying, you know, she was looking at that thing, and I finally realized that was one of her needs, that she liked both doors. The house had come that way. And so I went down and wandered around Home Depot, and I walked to one of those people that wears the apron, and I said, you know, and he called that, whatever, you know, the flip-flop swing switch, you know, or whatever. And I said, yeah, I need two of those. I said, are they easy to put up? He says, oh, just look at the picture on the back. I took my little electric drill, and it was a little crooked, but it works, and it's up there. And you know what? You have a priority of kind deeds, providing for the satisfaction of the very needs.